Huh?
Looks like a boy. He's black.
Still sounds really weird out of context.
Oh, yeah. I'm touching your nose. You like that? You know you want to touch your nose?
Welcome to episode 181 of the Uncorked Gamers. I'm Dan.
And I'm Jeff.
And today we're going to talk about all that great news.
Or lack thereof.
Emphasis on news. See how I'm making
news.
Like making fun of it as I say it?
News.
Spider-Man 7 release date has been announced. September, I believe, 7th?
7th, yeah.
You excited? See the new gameplay?
Yeah.
You didn't see him swinging around, like almost hitting the floor and swinging?
I saw him swinging around, almost hit the floor and swinging.
Kept on swinging. He's like, oh, shoot. This guy went down that street corner in a helicopter. I best go around that corner swinging.
Swinging. Swinging away. Swinging a not miss.
Yep.
Because Spider-Man cannot miss.
I'm not excited for this game. Are you excited for this?
I'd like to see it. Some gameplay of it. Some real gameplay of it.
Yeah.
Not just like trailer gameplay. You know?
I mean, not to say that the game doesn't look great. I mean, the game looks great and all, but it's just like... It feels like a playground, more like a playground, less like a game, so far.
Someone at work is really excited about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's hoping. He was telling me that he doesn't expect it to be the next, like, you know, Arkham or anything like that. But you know, he's looking real forward to the game. Is that cool, man? Cool.
Yeah, I mean, I can see this being like a fun game to play with the family, kind of thing. You know, like, oh, it's Spider-Man, look, you know, it's, but not like. You know, Lego status, which Lego games, a lot of people have fun with them, but...
Legos are cool, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. But a little bit more meat on the bone,
yeah?
Yeah. A little bit more gameplay fidelity.
You know what had a lot of meat on this bone? The Batman Lego movie, dude.
Yeah.
That thing was, like, awesome. I loved it.
All the little, like, nods and stuff to the past of Batman.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah. The Spyro... Spyro the Dragon, possibly tease of a new game. Did you hear about this?
No.
So some news outlets got a package. The package said something's about to hatch. The little card says something's about to hatch, and they get a little like a figurine of like a like scaly purple egg. Now, a lot of people are like, oh, what's the egg? You know, like it doesn't make sense. Why is that Spyro? Like, because you have to chase after the egg people to re-catch the dragon eggs that they stole.
Are they purple?
No, but Spyro's purple.
Spyro is purple, yes.
So, Spyro's egg? Now you see the connection.
Yeah, I saw the correlation there.
Yeah. Man, you're not great at taking leaps of faith, are you?
I took a leap of faith once and I broke my leg, bro.
Well, that taught you not to join a cult.
The cults are fun, man.
They can be.
But I did have to leave you, Mormons. I'm sorry.
Oh.
What?
Shade. What? There goes all our Utah fan base. Oh, more shade. Now our Utah fan base is really gone.
Oh, man. So, thing about Mormons is they got directions out of a hat.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to teach us about the history of Mormonism?
I'm just going to direct you to a South Park episode called Mormons. Probably not called Mormons, but I don't remember what the South Park episode is called. When you see the words, this is what Mormons actually believe. That's what Mormons actually believe. Just saying. It's all true.
Okay.
I think I just insulted a lot of people.
Yeah, I think you did. I think you did.
So, the Labo comes out, right? Soon?
Yeah?
Yeah.
You buying it?
I've been thinking about buying it, dude! It looks like, I don't know, it just looks like a little, you know, some quirky fun, you know?
Weren't you talking about how you ain't gonna buy it?
Maybe I was, but that was before I knew what I was getting into.
Oh my god, I figured it out.
What?
I figured out how Nintendo did it.
What are you talking about?
How Nintendo's fucking taking over the minds of people all over again.
What? Taking over the minds all over again?
Zelda Breath of the Wild for the Switch has hypnotic imagery.
No, it doesn't.
Think about it. Think about it. Every time you play the Switch, right, Nintendo says, does something, you're like, oh, that's stupid as hell. Nobody's gonna buy that. You play some more Zelda, and you're like, oh, you know what, maybe I'll buy some cardboard. Nintendo? It's not a bad idea. That cardboard looks so fun.
Okay, first of all, I did not buy Star Fox. Right. I said that game was stupid.
Right, Breath of the Wild hadn't been out yet. They hadn't implemented, they needed the power of the Switch to implement the subliminal messaging.
I also said that new Metroid game is stupid. It's not a Metroid game.
Oh, Metroid 4?
No. Metroid. No. Not Prime. Not again, Prime. Again,
you're talking about games that came out before you got your hands on that Breath of the Wild
Switch. I'm getting Prime, bro. I am getting Prime. I don't even care if there's no video out there for it. I'm getting that game.
No. I'm just saying. Since you got the Switch and you got the Breath of the Wild game. Nah,
dude. That's not how shit goes.
You're like, yeah, no. Nintendo's putting a golden carpet in front of you again.
The only thing I'm scared of is that the cardboard's gonna break. You know.
Yeah, like, you got a Toby.
It's like flimsy cardboard.
Doesn't matter if it's flimsy. You got a Toby.
Oh no! What do I do? What do I do?
Well, the answer is simple. As you will remember the next time you play Zelda on your Switch, the answer is get rid of the dog. There can only be room for one love in your household, and that's Nintendo.
I can't do that to Toby. He licks me. All over.
Reggie says it's the dog or Nintendo.
Reggie looks like he's going to kill me if I don't listen to him. This is a true fact.
So you getting rid of the dog. Nintendo's glad to hear it.
Dude, seriously, that guy looks mean. Get him off Nintendo. Dude, that guy scares the living bejesus out of everybody.
No, you're talking about it. It's great. People do interviews with Nintendo and stuff like that. They're like, oh man, I'm going to get on there with Reggie. I'm going to ask him the hardball questions and stuff like that. And they come out there, and Reggie just mad dogs them. And they're just like, so, when you knew Nintendo was great, did you think it would be this great? It's like, dude, I thought you were going to ask the hardball questions at Nintendo. You're going to bring it to them and stuff. Yeah, you've seen fucking Reggie? All right, I mean, you see them on TV, but have you been in a room with him?
He looked me right in the eyes, man.
You know why he always has his hands like right under the camera? Because he's got brass knuckles on.
He burned through my soul. He's French, dude. They do like voodoo shit.
He's not French. He's Haitian, wasn't he?
Yeah, like French Haitian. They do voodoo shit.
They do. Oh, well, there goes our Louisiana.
Nah, that's true though. No, the Haitians do voodoo, man. You seen it? You know what I'm talking about. You've seen
it. Did it originate from Haiti?
It might have, dude.
I don't remember the history of voodoo right now off the top of my head. I've heard it a couple times.
Though. Yeah, no, it's all them. It's all them, dude.
I think they're pretty famous for it. Isn't it like the Serpent's Rainbow, or Serpent, that movie that was based on an actual event? Didn't that take place in Haiti? There's a horror movie that was really popular.
I don't know that movie. You know, What was it called? Was it?
I think it's like the Serpent in the Rainbow, or the Serpent in the
Serpent in the Rainbow.
The Serpent in something.
Serpentine.
While you're looking that up, Chasm is finally getting a release window this summer for the PS4 and the Vita, and it will be cross buy. So you buy one version, you get both versions.
Hey, they still do that, right?
Yeah, they
still do that.
Of course, they just said they're doing it, so yeah, they said.
No, I mean, before this, like, I just hadn't heard, I don't remember hearing about a game that did that.
A lot of games do it. Actually, a lot of the games you get for free do it.
I guess you just don't hear about the games.
They don't make a big fuss about it anymore, I guess, yeah. That's true. But, the game is procedurally generated dungeons.
Oh, this movie!
Yeah, there you go. That movie. What's the actual name of it?
The Serpent in the Rainbow, yeah.
Oh, Serpent, okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah, it's based on actual events.
I didn't see this movie, but I remember this.
What?
No, I mean, I remember this movie. Like, I remember about the movie.
Oh, but you never saw it. Like, oh, because you watched I Love the 70s on VH1.
No, dude. There's a lot of movies that I know of, but I don't know.
Yeah, I've never seen it either.
Why are you talking shit then? Come on!
I'm not the one standing here going like, oh yeah, I know this movie.
I know this movie. I haven't seen it. I know the movie though. You know, just like Casablanca.
I've never seen
it. I know that movie, I haven't seen it.
I've been told it's not really worth it to watch, like Citizen Kane.
I heard it was one of the best ones, or whatever.
I hear it's like those movies are like, oh yeah, it's great if you're a film student. Otherwise, it doesn't age anymore.
Well,
it's like a history thing.
The only reason I wouldn't watch this is because it's black and white. And when movies came out in black and white, the acting there was kind of weird.
So you're saying you wouldn't watch any Akira Kurosawa movies?
What the hell does he make?
Seven Samurai?
Oh, that's different, though. That's Japanese.
It's black and white.
That's Japanese, though. I don't know if they're acting badly or not.
Rashomon. He's in a lot of great
movies. I haven't seen Rashomon, but I've seen the, Seven Samurais is cool. They made a couple remakes of that.
Yeah, one of them was called Magnificent Seven. It involves cowboys.
That was a comedy.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it
was. What was it, 1960s?
Was that not a comedy?
No. No, it was literally just a cowboy version of Seven Samurai. They remade it recently.
That was the comedy then.
Not really a comedy still. I mean, there's a comedic characters, but I mean, that plays into the whole archetypes of the Seven Samurai.
No.
Yeah, they're all really just archetypes of the Seven Samurai. There's one guy that's more like, live life to the fullest. And who cares what these yippity-ups do? Reminds me, I gotta watch
it. Oh, this isn't the one I'm thinking of. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. This is the one with Brad Pitt and stuff.
Just one more time.
You're right.
Yes. Oh. Oh, feels... Oh.
Put that away.
You're right. You're right. That's uncalled for. That's unprofessional. So, Chasm.
Yeah, wait. What's happening with Chasm? What was the deal?
It's the dungeons change each time. So, that might be why you always had a better time with that game. Yeah. Maybe you just kept getting better dungeons than me.
No, better dungeons. That's what it was. It was one big dungeon. That's all it was.
No. The layout's changed. It's like Isaac and stuff like that.
I didn't realize that. I didn't hear anything about that.
But... Yeah, no, he never mentioned that.
Right?
No.
Okay. Once. Maybe it was something that was added afterwards. And so it makes me still better.
Well, no, because you still took longer than me the second time. The real test.
Oh, that was the real test?
That was the real test. I don't know, it's just, obviously a early alpha build, because, I mean, the hit detection is way off.
Obviously, yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right.
There you go. Three times. That's the magic.
Far Cry 5 got really really great reviews.
Yeah, second best selling.
They were saying there it's their best game. Ubisoft's best game.
I heard it was second to Division.
No, like, not as in sales. Their best game, yeah. Best game ever made.
I know a lot of people are giving the kind of lukewarm reviews, but I was watching... a YouTuber, a guy breaking down the reviews and stuff like that. And he's like, the reviews that gave it kind of lukewarm, like, sevens and stuff like that, were mad that it wasn't attacking Trump, or that it wasn't, like, talking about current political events. And the guy was like, yeah, this movie was being made before Trump was even president, right? I mean, game. I keep saying movie for something.
Yeah.
It's based on more on Waco than it is on whatever the hell's happening in America now, like... I was like, yeah, those reviews, they really don't get it, do they? Just talk about the game for what it is, please. A game.
Donald Trump, right here.
I mean, it's a fictional historical account. Like, it's made up, people.
Gamers are stupid.
It's fake. Fake news. Fake games.
It's fake news. What was I going to talk about? There was a thing that I saw. I forgot what it was. Oh, no, it was the Fortnite thing. You mentioned it before
the vending machines?
Yeah, they got vending machines now. That's cool.
What? Is that cool?
Yeah.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
You buy stuff.
With real money?
Nah, I'm assuming you buy it with wood.
That makes no sense.
You put your wood in the machine.
And you get a rocket launcher. It just spews out.
Yeah. I haven't played Fortnite in a while, dude. Like a long while.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm gonna start playing Event Horizon Zero Dawn.
Oh, what? Yeah. Stream it.
Yeah, I'm gonna start playing that because I need to play that game.
You're gonna start streaming, or you just I'm gonna start playing it.
I'll stream it if I remember to stream it. Oh, well, I can't forget to streamer. I can't forget the streamer, but
you know, the party's not gonna be the same if I forget the streamers.
But it's a laziness thing at this point. Yeah. Because I gotta go into the computer and then just like do things and open up like programs and.
But you don't.
But I do though. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
but that's crappy. No, that's crappy, dude.
Just do a full screen, have chat on your phone.
It's still crappy.
Just do a full screen, have chat on your computer. Don't even use the camera.
Oh, no, I don't care about the camera no more. Ain't no more cameras going on.
What happened to your camera?
No, the camera's fine. I just don't want to deal with fixing camera angles.
People shaming you, dude?
No. I'm good. Good.
Safe place here, man.
Yeah, they call me fat. I mean, but it's my fault.
It's my fault.
I'm the one that ate all the Twinkies, so that's what I get.
But I'm gonna fix it by being the one that eats all the Advil.
Whoa.
Because that's where bullying leads to eventually.
No. Just swallowing Advils?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I mean that's why you gotta be kind and not bully people. Because eventually all bullying.
You took it to a dark place, man.
I'm taking it to a real place, man. Let the listeners know that if you're a bully out there, like, hey, think about it for a second. It's not cool. It goes to dark places.
It's not cool. It's not cool at all.
And if you're a bully out there, and you bully somebody to the point where they take their life, you know what else sucks about that, man? Who are you gonna bully now? You lost your bully pal.
Jesus Christ, man. You're right.
Yeah. Some food for thought. Saying, you know, these bullies out there, if they got nobody to bully, what happens next? Then they become the one getting bullied.
You know, there's plenty of weaklings in the sea, man. You'll always find another one.
No, see, because here's the thing. You bully somebody till they take the life, then the whole internet starts bullying you.
Oh, you're right, because people are going to find out real quick, man. They're
going to find out real quick.
Yeah, and you'd have to move to a new zip code.
Not even that, dude. No? They'll find you.
No, dude. Yeah. Different zip codes, man. Not cheating.
No. You can pay somebody online and they'll find people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, but who's going to do that?
Lots of people, actually.
People will actually do it?
It's a pretty good black hat business if you're a black hat hacker.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's forums. You just, like, put a name and, like, they come back with a price or whatever.
What?
And you pay them.
Is that easy?
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, my God. Okay, well, don't bully nobody.
Yeah, don't bully. That's the ultimate lesson here. It's just don't bully people.
You know what? I didn't bully people, but I took advantage of people, which is a form of bullying.
But it's a kinder form of bullying.
Holy crap.
Because it makes them feel like they're wanted.
Yeah, because we were friends. But it was because they were scared of me.
Why can you be friends with somebody that you're scared of? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Because you're scared of them, and you're my friend. Okay.
What?
Alright, now give me your lunch money.
Oh, so you weren't really friends, you just took their lunch money.
I didn't take their lunch money, dude.
They gave you their lunch money.
I told them to do things. But it was just one kid, actually. And I felt bad about it afterwards. After I was all grown up. By then, it was too late.
Yeah, they had already stuck.
I ended up hitting him. I did end up hitting him one time. I made him cry.
So you did bully him.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like I didn't bully him. I just hit him once, and he cried, and I never talked to him again after that.
Because his parents took him out of that school.
No, he was still there, I think.
Because the teacher said you couldn't talk to him no more.
It wasn't reported. It was a non-reported incident.
Well, then he's a stand-up. He's a stand-up pal.
Yeah. Yeah, they hit that guy though. I felt bad about that. But like I said, like way later.
Yeah.
Like into adulthood later, when I, you know, remembered stuff.
Took a moment to realize that you were just an awful human being.
I did feel like shit at one point. Yeah. But it wasn't just that. It was a lot of other stuff that I did.
It was a passing moment, like a fart in the wind.
I felt really bad about that.
Yeah. What's that smell? My fart in the wind.
So I heard from I want to tell you about something I saw when I was on my way to on my way to work
today.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So I was on my way to work, right? And I'm like, oh, dude. My car needs gas, because I was supposed to put gas in it before last night.
Did you see me walking on the side road again? Is that?
No. So I didn't do it. I was just like, I'll just do it tomorrow morning. And I woke up, and I forgot that I needed gas until my car started chiming. Hey, you need gas.
Oh, so you said like 5 miles.
Yeah, something like that. And I got a gas station like right there. So I went over there, right? And I see all these like lights and stuff, like cops and ambulances and fire trucks. So, there's a crosswalk there that doesn't have any lights or anything like that, and it's on Airport Boulevard, which is a pretty busy street.
Here you go again.
And people go 45 miles an hour. Well, that's the speed limit, but people go like 50, maybe even 55.
You want to be stalked?
I'm not saying no.
All right, you heard it here first.
So, I live literally at...
Black Hat Hackers, you know, he so made it easy for you.
So there's you don't even have to hack anything, man. I'm giving you all the info right here, live and in charge, man.
You just have to listen to all 181 episodes.
You piece it together, dude. Yeah. You'll triangulate my locations. So there was so I'm over there and I'm stopping for gas, and so I took a side street because I didn't want to take the main street. It was just a because thing, you know?
Right.
So I'm glad I did it because otherwise I wouldn't be able to get to where I was going. So there's this crosswalk, right? And there's no lights. There's no, like, hey, people are crossing the street here sign. You know, nothing. And it's a busy street with people, cars going really fast. There were sandals in the crosswalk. A pair of sandals.
Oh, like a drug deal went down? They try to throw it up over the power line, but it missed.
Sandals! They ain't got no shoelaces, man! What kind of sandals you wear?
I mean, you tie a string around the straps, is what I'm saying.
Oh, people do that?
No.
That's retarded. Okay, good.
But you can buy sandals, that's retarded. And they're tied together with the, when you buy them.
Maybe? Oh, with the plastic, yeah. So it's hard to bite into that sometimes.
Just buy one real
quick. You bite into it, you feel like, I'm, my teeth.
It's called scissors, dude.
Scissors.
What?
It reminded me of something I saw in South Park once.
Or your phone?
No, South Park. Scissors. Anywho, so there's the sandals in the crosswalk, and there's a body lying on the concrete on the road, like 25 feet in front of the sandals.
What?
And I'm assuming that's his sandals.
Did he have anything on his feet?
No.
Then probably.
I honestly couldn't tell, but I'm assuming no.
I mean, what size did his feet look like?
Why would there be sandals? The sandals look like a size 10.
And his feet look like a size 10?
Maybe a 9.5, I think. I think he bought them a little too big if they were his.
Okay.
But the thing is, like, I don't understand why this guy thought he could fly and, just landed 25 feet in front of himself, dude.
So he took a large leap.
Yeah, something, right? I mean, I can't imagine a car hitting him or nothing. That busy intersection.
Yeah, without a light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there was there is no lights. Yeah. There's no lights on that street.
Was there a car?
There was a car in the very front of all the emergency vehicles. But I don't know if that was the car. The car.
I mean, did it have any superficial damage to the front?
I couldn't see the front.
If you launched somebody 25 feet, you'd probably have like a broken windshield or something.
I couldn't see the front of the car.
Okay.
But it was pretty cool. The worst, I'm just saying.
Pretty cool.
Stuff like that you see on the news, but when you see it live, dude, you're like, damn, man. You know?
You're like, damn, I should really get out there and help somebody, but I'd get in the way.
And what sucked the most is that they closed the street, so I had to go all the way around to get to work.
Oh, that's
dude.
What sucked the most.
Well, the I mean, yeah, somebody dude.
Got launched 25 it wasn't feet just, by getting hit
it
by
caused,
a car.
It caused traffic on the side streets that I had to take to get to work, dude. My trip took like 5 minutes longer than it should have.
That person should have been more considerate. I should have got hit on a different street.
All I'm saying is that he shouldn't have crossed the street when there was cars coming his way.
I mean, there wasn't a car coming. You're telling me, in your neighborhood, you don't have those jackasses just like, oh, I'm going to go 0-60 on this neighborhood.
No, because that's illegal. You can't do that.
So is hitting the pedestrian.
Yeah, but it's the pedestrian's fault for crossing when there's a car coming.
No, it's the car's fault for not stopping when the pedestrian started walking into the cross.
Can we agree it was both their faults?
Not by the law. No, we can't.
All I'm saying is, it takes two to tango, and it takes a car, and it takes a guy crossing the crosswalk. If that guy wasn't crossing the crosswalk, nobody would have gotten hit. If that car was on the road, nobody would have gotten hit.
You're right. We should just get rid of people crossing crosswalks and roads with cars.
With no lights.
Oh, now you're throwing lights in here.
Well, you're the one who threw the lights in there.
No, I said there weren't no lights.
Exactly. You're the one who mentioned the lights. I wouldn't have mentioned any of the lights.
You did mention them.
Well, I mentioned them now because you mentioned them earlier.
You mentioned it at the beginning of the story.
No, at the beginning of the story, there was no lights.
Exactly.
Mentioned. Mentioned.
Yes, there was.
Oh, no. I said the lights from the vehicles. The emergency vehicles.
You said no, so they didn't have lights.
No, well, they had the siren lights.
Yeah, you said the street.
The street itself does not have like street lights. God!
That's how I got the detail that there were no lights because you said it.
The point is, that guy is still alive because he was going on a stretcher. So he's still alive.
That doesn't mean he's still alive.
He's on a stretcher. He wasn't like in a body bag.
I mean, did they body bag there? Or did they put him discreetly in the ambulance so nobody starts, like, pulling their phones out and taking Snapchat shots with it?
Do they do that?
I don't know, actually.
I don't think they do that.
I have no idea.
I think you just got a body bag and just, like, zip it up. Zip.
I feel like it's just faster to just kind of get him in the ambulance.
Why go through all the trouble of putting him on the stretcher, tying him to the stretcher, and then putting him on the ambulance?
Oh, they tied him to the stretcher?
If the dude's already dead. You gotta tie him to a stretcher. Ambulance is tied to a stretcher. This ain't no soccer game, man.
No, you're right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Soccer game, you put him on a stretcher, you carry him over to the sideline, and then they get off right away. Oh, and then they're fine. Hey, put me back in, coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just need a minute. I just need a...
It's like, oh God, that's what I hate about that game. But the World Cup is this year. The World Cup starts in June. I will be watching the World Cup.
This year?
It's the only time.
Isn't it like every freaking year?
It's every 4 years.
But there's like four different divisions, so you get one like every year.
No! Well, you're talking about like the Women's World Cup, which nobody cares about.
And like the 16, the 18.
Yeah, the 16-year-olds and the 18-year-olds. Yeah.
Yeah.
But nobody cares about those.
Yeah.
No.
People from Latin-speaking countries do, because I can't get away from that shit.
Not as much, no.
Because they're like, oh, don't worry, soccer only happens like once every 4 years. I'm like, okay, cool, that's fine, whatever. And then every year after that, there's been, oh, no, we gotta watch the soccer game. Like, no, that was last year. What the hell?
It's once a year for a month. No, I mean, once every 4 years for a month. The other ones don't matter.
I mean,
they don't matter, man.
You were technically right, man. You were right the first time. They don't matter. You're right. They don't matter. It doesn't stop people from putting them on.
It doesn't. No. Those people are just
wasting all the goddamn time.
No, it's not a waste, man. It's a World Cup, man.
No, the waste is...
The world is competing.
The waste is you're not out there playing yourself, man.
What, on the national soccer team?
No, just, you know, with your friends, your homies.
Oh. Well, I mean, don't you watch entertainment on TV?
Yeah, I watch fantastical entertainment, the things that
aren't... Is that not fantastical? Have you seen the acting in soccer? You know, you have to take acting classes to play soccer. You know that, right?
It's true. I mean, it's something that most sports are looking into these days.
Yeah. And the only one that doesn't do, like, video reviews because the arbitration in those soccer games is it's ridiculous.
They have no video review?
No.
Huh.
No, they don't.
Because they can't stop the clock, man.
No, the clock doesn't stop, yeah.
They just keep adding time to the clock.
Well, they add like at the end of the game the half, and
it's usually lie.
Nah, it's not
always. People are always like, oh no, it's gonna be 90 minutes and it's done. I'm like, oh, cool, whatever, 90 minutes is done.
It's another done. Like 4 minutes, dude. Yeah. 4 minutes.
And then you know they do penalties, whatever. And then
yeah, if they tie, which you know doesn't happen very often. On top
of the added time, and then yeah, and then it's tied, and they're like, all right, the game's over. I'm like, The game's over? You mean this whole game doesn't even matter?
You know it doesn't happen in the World Cup, right? Only the first three games which are in the groups?
No, I don't know. Because soccer happens every year. I can't distinguish that anymore.
Okay, so there's like groups. The World Cup starts with like groups, right? And in the groups, each team is going to play each team.
A bracket? Oh, each team plays each single team on the...
In the group. Within the group.
Within the group.
Yeah. Okay. So after three matches... You know, the top two will move on to the elimination rounds.
It's the highest scores, basically. The more goals.
Yeah, so...
The more goals you score, those are accumulated to get the two highest scores, and those go elimination.
Right, if you tie in points, then the goal difference.
Oh, the goal difference?
Yeah.
Oh, so if you tie in points, you get no points.
What?
If you tie in goals, you get no points for that round.
Yeah. So, like, you can tie in that one, right? You can tie in the group phase. You can tie,
but that's your team, no points.
Yeah, yeah, your team, no point. No, you get 1 point. You get 1 point for tying.
You get 1 point for tying.
Yeah, 3 for winning, 1 for tying, 0 for losing, obviously.
Okay.
So, at the end of the game, if you win 2 matches, you're automatically into the next round. If you win 2 matches, because you win 2 matches, that's 6 points. No one can top you. There's another team that can make 6 points, but there's only 2 teams mathematically that can make 6 points
because of the pool size.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you go in two, you go on. But otherwise, if there's like 3 people, you know, if everybody ties, you know, and everybody has 3 points, then right there it goes to the goal difference, which there won't be because everybody tied, so everybody's going to be at 0 goal difference. So then it goes to goals scored. Who scored the most goals? And if that's a tie, I don't know what the hell happens. But that's never happened. I'm sure they got a plan in place to deal with that, you know?
Right.
Now you know there's a way to attack it on all fronts, man. You know,
I feel like I understand FIFA a lot better now.
All right. So then from there, does it start with there? I think it starts with 32 teams, and then the elimination round goes to 16 teams, and that's just like, yeah, one game, you're out, dude. Yeah. And if you tie there, then it goes into extra time. And
see, the thing is, why don't you just start with elimination?
Because you gotta phase out 32 teams, man. No, you're right. It would be faster. But no, that's not how it works, bro. It's not how it works.
But why?
Why is that cat calico? Why is that cat black?
Because it's genetics.
Why don't you love the black cat like you love the calico?
I love
is it because cats. It's black?
No, it's because it's in heat right now, so it's annoying me that...
Meow.
High up to the heavens.
Meow?
Yep.
Meow.
All day.
Not all day.
All day.
I don't hear it. I've been here for like an hour.
Because she pooped herself out. She's sleeping now.
Ew.
No, not.
I hope it was in a sandbox.
Me too.
So, anyway, so I'm watching that. I'm watching that this year. I watch that every 4 years.
What month is that? When can I expect?
That's in June.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's why I hate soccer. Because it's always on my goddamn birthday.
Oh, is it? No. Well, yeah.
Guess you're not coming to my birthday this year.
Oh, well, I mean, the soccer matches are early because of...
oh, because it's in a different country?
Yeah. So, but they're, you know, they're like 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning, 7, I think, is the last one, maybe. 7 in the morning, so...
Where should I get drunk this time?
Where should you get drunk this time? What would be a good place to get drunk this time?
Public beach? Sounds like a good plan, right?
Yeah, then we can go swimming.
Yeah.
Get drunk, go swimming. It all works.
Man, we thought this plan out.
The bowling alley was cool, though.
Bowling alley was cool. It was fun. Not the best selection.
Oh, my God. But that restaurant. Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah. We just got to remember, just, you know.
I just wanted my food, man.
Two pitchers. That's probably a good place to just, let's just top it off for like an hour after that. See how.
So no whiskey?
Maybe not. I think I had like 4 of the 5 pitchers at that point. Because they kept coming. And people decided they stopped drinking, so they kept just giving me theirs. And so,
and like, I wasn't drinking that night either.
And you weren't drinking that night. Yeah, because you're not drinking beer no more.
And No. It was...
Yeah, you weren't drinking beer no more at that point.
Is that what I was doing?
Yeah, you were on the whiskey.
Oh, that's right, because I was drinking just the whiskeys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I drank the whiskeys.
You did drink.
Well, I didn't drink a lot of the whiskeys.
No.
But, yeah, you drink a lot. You drink a lot.
It was one of those things where, like, you know, I had some drinks with some friends, got a little buzz, you know. And every time I look around, my glass was full.
That's when it's
like,
over, dude. Yeah. As soon as you get that little buzz going, dude, oh, you're done, dude.
Yeah. No, you're not done if you have to keep getting your own beer. But when you just turn your head and there's a full glass of beer, you're like, oh, man, I haven't been drinking. And you start drinking that beer.
I haven't been drinking at all.
And you turn around as a full glass after, like, you know, like...
I mean, I had, like, 5 pints, but I don't even feel it, you know?
But you start to forget. You lose count. You're just like, oh, man.
This is my 3rd one.
Man, how long has this been here? Like, hey, I feel like a jerk.
Isn't that, like, his 8th one right now? Yeah. Just love drinking, dude.
Hasn't he had, like, a 24-pack right now? Like, is that healthy? He'll just make a mess at a local restaurant.
Yeah. And the waiter will say it's okay, but in reality he's pretty steaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fucking mad.
But in all truth, the waiter's like, you know, at least the guy had decency to do it in the place that's already handled garbage.
I don't think that's what he thought.
I think part of him thought that.
No.
I think part of him...
Oh my God. I think he broke his leg.
It's okay. Let him feel the pain.
How are you going to explain this to Gil?
You know what? She's been in this house with these cats. She'll understand. She'll understand.
Hey, so before you go in the room, both cats had 4 legs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because one of them might not have 4 legs anymore.
Taking it like a champ, though. Taking it like a champ.
Not a single meow.
Just went straight back to licking itself.
In inappropriate places. I've been looking right at it.
See, who's made it inappropriate now?
I'm just not at it. I'm just, like, at the cat. Because the cat's in front of me. I'm not like, it's not that I'm staring at the cat. It's just that, you know, like, I can't look away because I'm...
A deer in headlights?
You know, it's that kind of effect, yeah. Yeah, where I'm just like, oh my God, I'm dumbfounded. I don't know what to do anymore.
Whoa! You know?
I gotta keep staring.
I gotta keep staring. My life might end. All existence as I know it means nothing if I do not continue to stare that it's happening.
All existence means nothing without Stephen Hawking. What? He's the one that found out about existence.
I guess we're done here.
Hawking radiation will live on forever, bro.
I got Hawking cancer from all that Hawking radiation.
Oh my God, dude. What's going on today? What's going on, man?
She's not here.
Oh, that's what's going on. That is what's going on.
It's not keeping us on track. It's not, yeah. You gotta hear that little comment in the background saying, like,
okay, yeah, guys.
Okay, guys, talk about games. Inside at Xbox is gonna April 10th talk about.
Oh, yeah.
A big update. What are you, the Kool-Aid Man?
I had heard that before. I'm just saying, people have told me that before. When I wear a red shirt, yeah. That's
That's not what I said. It. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude, there's going to be a great announcement from Xbox.
Yeah, it's going to be.
For all you Xbox guys.
All about backwards compatibility. Big update. April 10th. Tune in to their inside show to find out more.
That's next Tuesday, buddies.
Buddies?
I think it starts at 3? I can't remember when it starts. But, figure it out. You know the internet.
Yeah, if you're into that show, you probably already know. You know more about it than we do.
Yeah. So, that's what they're going to start out with a backwards compatibility announcement. Xbox.
What do you think? What is there left to announce?
Xbox.
I thought that was already a
new
thing.
New games? I don't know. Sea of Thieves DLC?
New backwards compatibility games? We made this game. It's a brand new exclusive for the Xbox 360. But you can play it on your Xbox One.
No!
The power of backwards compatibility.
It's an Xbox. A regular Xbox.
I thought that was a thing, but if it's not,
Xbox 360 games are backwards no. Not backwards compatible. No, they do digital, right? It's all digital, right?
I think it's all. I don't know. I think so.
I don't think they made it to where you can actually put, like, 360 games in there. I don't know, dude.
I don't know.
Ah, god damn it. Where's my Xbox guy?
Yeah, where's Adam?
Adam won! But anyway, tune in for that. I don't know what else they're going to announce. They are going to have a pre-announcement. They're going to announce everything that's going to be announced.
Oh, I hate when they do that.
And so, at least then, you know, oh, I want to watch this. Or, hey, I don't want to watch this. Because I just found out everything they're going to announce. And I can use my imagination to figure it out.
See, that's how you learn how to say imagination if you go to a junior high instead of a middle school.
No. No. If you watch SpongeBob, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, God, SpongeBob.
I love SpongeBob.
It's not good.
Patrick Star.
It's not a good
Patrick
show.
Star.
It does not stand with the Titans like Rocko's and Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy was great. Rocko was great. SpongeBob is great. And do you know why those are great? You know why The Simpsons was great? Because of the stupid character. That's what made the show. Homer Simpson. Patrick Starr. Stimpy.
And, Rocco. Who's the one in Rocco? There's a...
Heffa!
No.
The guy that raised by wolves. A cow raised by wolves. Part of his family wanted to eat him. Still.
No, they wanted to eat his girlfriend.
No, they wanted to eat him too at some points.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say that what made those shows great was the cast of characters. Homer was great, but Homer is not great by himself without Bart making him great. Without the misadventures of Bart. I mean, half the gags of the show when it first came out was Homer choking Bart.
Gime? What's a gime? Oh, a gime.
Did I say gime?
No, you said nothing. I was just quoting one of the Homer quotes. Okay. It's all good, dude. It's all good. You must have missed that episode.
Well, if it was one of the newer ones, definitely.
You remember when, there's a lot of great ones.
And damn it. Some people just don't do quotes, people. Some people just don't do quotes. That's your PSA announcement of the week.
You know Rocco, though? So Rocco, I mean, Rocco, I mean, and Ren and Stimpy had a lot in common, dude. They had a lot in common.
That cast in Rocco. You can't say Heifer carried the show. I mean, Rocco and
Heifer definitely did not carry the show.
And what was the turtle's name? It's
I'm nauseous.
Yeah, I'm nauseous. Hey, Rocco.
Heifer and
Rocco, Heifer and oh, and
Mr. and Mrs. Bighead.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Bighead.
Mrs. Bighead was always horny.
Sheldon. Right? No.
No, you're talking about that.
No, stupid because it was isn't it like a turtle pun?
It wasn't Sheldon, dude.
I don't know. I think it might have been. Are you gonna be really upset if it was?
I'm gonna hate myself if it was, dude. Because I'm pretty damn sure it wasn't Sheldon. Filbert. It was Filbert.
God damn you got it.
Bunghole.
Bunghole. Which? Oh, Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were both stupid.
Yeah.
But that one was over the top. At least for the time.
I think Beavis Butthead had by far one of the funniest moments I ever saw on television, though.
It wasn't Frog Baseball, that's for damn sure.
No, it was not. It was because, you know, they do the things where watching videos and stuff like that, and, like, Butthead would always pick on Beavis.
Beavis, if my hand could move that fast, I'd never leave the house.
Right. It would always end with, like, you know, Butthead, like, smacking Beavis in the nuts or something like that, and, like, Beavis just on the floor, like, you know, like...
Yeah, Beavis was definitely the stupider one, I think, because...
So it was one of those, but in this one, Beavis got the upper hand, and, like, just beat the shit out of Butthead. So Butthead's on the ground, like, crying pain, and Beavis like, yeah. And then it just destroyed me. It destroyed because it was such a great turnaround. Because you've been watching it for like a year, and it's just like, oh, it's kind of the same joke or whatever. And like, Beavis got the upper hand, and he just like fucking ruled in it for the day. You're just like, bravo, Beavis.
Todd is cool. I play the Beavis and Butthead game on the Sega Genesis.
Not the Super Nintendo one, huh?
No, the Genesis.
Interesting.
It wasn't mine, obviously, but I played it through, and yeah, I beat the game, dude. It was I liked it. I mean, I'm sure the game's not great. If I play it now, I'm sure that game was not great.
No, it's one of those cartoon games were just their biggest problem is that they were so obtuse. Like half the time, you didn't know what the hell was hurting you, or what you were doing.
There was some confusion in the game. Yeah, like I didn't know what to do at some points, but I ended up beating it.
And you watch like a speedrunner, like, oh, they make it look so easy.
Good, dude. Thinking back on that game, dude, a speedrun would probably be like 5 minutes, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculously easy if you know, like, all the, you know, the sequence of the game, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But back then, we weren't thinking the games were a puzzle.
No.
We just kept trying to go right.
That's what games told you to do.
But not in the 16-bit era. They started changing the game. Nobody told anybody else. And you rented games back then, you know? So you didn't get the instruction manual that explained all the stuff to you. You get the game. You get to figure it out. Because you didn't have the internet.
There's a task run that's 9 minutes, 27 seconds. And then a human run that's just 12 minutes and 15 seconds.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
It took me like 4 days.
Four days? Spider. You actually beat it?
Huh?
You actually beat it?
Yeah. There was this chick at Safeway who had a Spartan shirt on. And I was like, hey, I just ran the Spartan, the sprint over in Diablo Grande.
And she was like, please, stop trying to hit on me.
She was buff, dude. That chick was buff, dude. I was just like, holy crap, dude. This chick, like, definitely went through this.
Did she give you that, like, yeah, sure, you did eye roll?
Nah.
That's good.
Maybe a little bit. But
oh.
She looked
Screw
at me.
You,
well,
lady.
She looked at me kind of like, oh, really? Yeah. There wasn't no eye roll, but I think there was a little doubt in her head. But then when I started talking about the course, she knew I was legit. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
She's like, oh, this guy knows.
This guy did just look up this information on the internet to figure out what the course was.
You can't do that, man. You can't do that. Well, you can do that to a point, but you can't describe the finer details.
This guy, it's not like this guy has a friend that did it and just told him all about it so that he could come and hit on me because he saw me in the neighborhood.
So we started talking about this. And it was, and she was telling me if I was, and she was asking if I was going to do the Monterey one, which is going to be in, like, 3 months from now, I think.
You were like, hell no.
I was, yeah, exactly, dude. I was just like, no, I think I'm going to wait a little bit because I missed a lot of the obstacles because I couldn't do them. You know, like, I just couldn't do it. I didn't have the strength to do it. And she's like, oh, well, that one actually used to be a beast course. So, you know, take that into consideration. I'm just like, okay, well, you just, like, veered me away from all of that now. Because, like, and she had her...
What does that even mean? That used to be a beast course.
So they got the sprint, they got the super, and they got the beast.
Okay. That's the difficulty. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So the beast apparently was like 17 miles, and it was like, you know, there was like swimming involved, like climbing, and like just everything. They throw everything at you.
Is this an instant
17 freaking miles, dude?
Can I take a tangent on your story real quick?
Okay.
I mean, this is the fanfic of the story. This is the innocent flirting fanfic of the story. He's okay. Like, no, yeah, I'm gonna take a break. Because I couldn't handle the obstacles. Oh, what obstacles couldn't you handle? A lot of the stuff, you know, like climbing over the wall and, like, you know, climbing up the rope. Like, oh, a lot of upper body stuff. Yeah, you can handle that upper body stuff. I can help you train that upper body. Boom! Innocent flirting. Is that how it went?
No.
Ah.
No, I didn't even think about flirting with her.
Intimidated?
I was too excited about the races and stuff and, like, being all proud of myself. That's where I took it. I was just proud of myself, man. Why can't you let me be proud?
No, you can be proud.
I was proud. But, like, yeah, she was like, they do a stadium one where it's just, like, it's mostly, like, stairs. Climb up stairs and down, and, you know, they have the obstacles there, so it's a lot easier.
Okay, I was going to say, that sounds kind of boring.
Yeah. I think so, too. I probably wouldn't want to do the stadium one, dude.
Yeah.
I'd rather do the nature, you know.
Being
the nature
outside one. Is
yeah.
A lot better.
Yeah. You know, having a real fear of falling off the mountain.
It gives you a little bit of something to egg you on. It's like, oh, what's the view? You know, the view's great. Oh, but once I get up there, the view's going to be even better.
Yeah. That was pretty great, dude. I went to that freaking top of that thing, man. And it was just like, holy crap, dude. That's pretty high up here. 1,300 feet. It's 1,300 feet.
Yeah. Did you go into the job when you came back? Going to work, and you're like, you know what? I want a raise. And you're like, you don't deserve a raise. And you're like, damn it. I'm a damn Spartan.
I talked about it like crazy. That's all. I did mention that I was a Spartan at one point.
Did you finish the song? Did it give you the courage to finish the song?
What song?
The song.
No. No, I still haven't finished the song.
Did she finish hers?
No, we're... We haven't given up, but like
that's the end. That's the end of the Innocent Flirting. That's what killed it, isn't it?
I'm a Spartan now, man. I ain't got no time for songs.
What do you think I am? Some Athenian?
There's pictures that were taken from the event. Picture people.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, did you see him?
Yeah. On Facebook.
The one with the mud.
I don't know if I saw the one with the mud.
I saw
the ones where you were on the trail with like your homie or whatever.
There was, okay, so there's,
Well, that's an interesting thing to have on the internet.
What? There was, so, where is it? Where are you? Is this you? Are you him?
Is this you?
Are you him?
From the grave that I robbed.
So, okay, so this is the one. I show people this one, right? And this is me coming out of the mud. So there's like a lake of muddy water.
Right.
And there's a wall, and you got to get underneath the wall from one side of the lake of muddy water to the other side of the lake with muddy water. So when I came out, I had this face on, right?
Is that like I'm about to rape you face?
So people at work were telling me, not I'm about to rape you. But they were telling me, man, you look like you're in a movie or something, bro, with that face. Like, you're just ready to kill people. And I was just like, yeah, I felt like that. I felt strong, like murdering people, yeah.
That's, yeah, they took it in a completely different way.
Yeah, not raping, Definitely not raping.
It's like you biting your lip like you're like, mmm, yeah, girl. I like it when you get dirty.
And then they gave me a banana.
What are you, Donkey Kong?
You can see the banana in my hand. You see the banana?
I see the banana.
Yeah, they gave me a banana.
Yeah.
You know the bad thing about like me getting the banana? Is that...
You ate it?
No, they like gave the cramps? Like mud is part of like the last leg of the race.
Oh, okay.
So like you're super muddy when you get everything. And like it hasn't dried enough to where like it's not... There's not going to be any mud on your trophy and... Not trophy, your medal and your banana and your drinks that they give you. Yeah, there's all kinds of mud on it now. Yeah. And you don't have anything to wash your hands with at that point.
Well, it's okay though, because you a man now.
I'm a Spartan. I can eat mud.
You can eat mud.
I can eat mud that everybody's been in.
It's not going to make you sick no more.
For 3 days.
You ain't boy no more. You a Spartan now. It's not like
people got diseases.
Spartan.
So I would do this again, but I would wait a full year to do this again.
A full year?
Yeah. I want to give myself time.
It's going to be your Rocky moment?
To build some upper body strength. Yeah. I want to give myself time to do that and then be able to do more than I did last time.
All right, hit me up, man. We'll hit the EA Hall. We'll do some upper body
I thought workouts. You said Calabasas.
I said EA Hall. I've never been to Calabasas. I can barely even remember where that place is 25% of the time.
I don't remember which one that is either.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's the one out by Coralita or something like that.
Oh, you're probably right. Yeah. Yeah, EA Hall it is.
All right. I ain't got nothing I'm doing for the next week.
The next week?
For the rest of this week. I'm a lone wolf. Ooh.
You know that was happening.
Where's the beers?
They gave me a free beer. I didn't take it, though. I was like, nah, I just ran this course, man. I don't need no stinking beer. Beer's bad. Give me some water. Oh, they gave me a recovery drink. I guess it's a...
Electrolytes and all that stuff?
Yeah, but it's weird tasting. I didn't like it too much.
Yeah, it was like the grass type of stuff?
It was like one of those skinny cans, like a Red Bull. And if I remember correctly, it was lightly carbonated.
Is it the girl one, like the pink one?
No, it wasn't pink.
Yeah, it had girl something, right?
It had like one. A cross on it. I don't know.
Oh, was it literally called Revive?
Actually, it might have. I think you're onto something.
Wow. Did it make you feel like a video game character? Or you're like, oh, health pack.
What? Huh. Yeah. It was all a video game to me, dude.
Tying everything back to games. Encore Gamers.
Oh, yeah.
Question of the week, dude?
Recovery. I want to know what this drink was.
All right. Let me take a moment. You look up that drink.
Spartan Race Recovery Drink. It's already a search thing.
People are like, man, I can't live life without my revival drink. The spot man that got me.
Oh, there. Okay, it's called Fit Aid.
That's not as fun.
It had that little cross. That's in the D.
Oh, yeah.
The center of the D is a cross.
That's not what I was picturing. I was picturing something
more Christian.
A white can with the red cross and just revival up the side.
Paleo diet friendly, by the way. Oh, yeah. No, yeah, nothing like that, no. No. But it has all the things I need. Like vitamin C. And other essential vitamins. It has electrolytes. It has blueberry. It has green tea leaf. It has hydration. It has raw organic blue agave, and it has complex of the B kind.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's very sensitive about it to be B kind. It's got a complex. Don't mention it's bees.
So I didn't like it. I'm sorry, Fit Aid, but I don't like your drink. I don't even know if I felt better, because even after I drank it, I still felt wobbly. I still felt tired. I was done.
You made it home.
I made it home.
Then you got that prize.
I took a shower with some cold, cold water coming out of a hose. I hosed myself down.
At home?
No, at the thing.
Okay.
And there was like, everybody was hosing themselves down. And I was like, dude, there's still more mud coming out.
Dude, I think I've seen some adult videos that start out with people hosing themselves down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I went inside my pants as well. Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah?
You have mud in your pants? That's uncomfortable.
You submerge yourself in water that is muddy. You're going to have mud in every crevice.
I mean, I played mud football before, and like, when you get the mud in the pants, it's the worst.
Yeah, there was mud. There was mud in my socks, my shoes. You know, trying to clean those off. I threw away my shoes. Did I tell you about that?
You said they got pretty destroyed.
Yeah, so I ended up throwing them away there. So I have to walk barefoot to the car. There's a lot of rocks on that road, by the way.
Why would you walk barefoot?
Because I had no other shoes.
Why didn't you just...
I didn't think about taking more shoes over there because I didn't know my shoes would have gotten destroyed.
I'm saying, why don't you just take the shoes to the car and throw them away with some trash can you drove by?
Oh, they're done, dude. I couldn't... I ripped off the whole bottom of the shoe.
You didn't have to do that till you got to the car.
Well, I guess not. But they looked useless, so I threw them away.
You impulsive bastard.
I didn't think about the walk to the car. I didn't think about that at all.
You need me there just to be like,
hey. I was just like,
everybody else like,
Aru.
Everybody else like, I can't just throw away shoes. Like, he has to walk back to his car. He knows that, right?
Is that why people were staring at me all weird? There was a little kid at the trash can who was like, he saw me throwing away the shoes and he just looks at me. It's like, they're a bad kid. They're real bad.
You threw them away and the kid was like, thanks, mister. He's like, you know what, kid? Have a Coca-Cola.
Or a Fit Aid. Yeah. It is carbonated, like a soda.
The kid was like, what do you think you are, some NFL player? I want your trash.
Yeah, the kid probably dug him out of the trash can, I'm just saying. He looked really poor.
I mean, it is apparently a great resource to be able to hobble together a pair of shoes. Apparently a lot of people throw away shoes at those places.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. It's crazy. It's people buy new shoes to actually do that.
It's wasteful. We'll make shoes out of tires. We're going to be throwing away. That's what you should do next time.
Get a shoe made out of tires?
Yeah.
No.
People run like hundreds of miles on tired sandals.
Sandals?
Yeah, dude.
Even worse.
It's in Mexico. They just...
Oh, I see where this is going.
No, it's an entire village. It's very famous for this.
Oh, this is a thing.
Yeah. They're like a poor village, but they make their money by being delivery people, and they just like run across Mexico. And they're really famous because they can run like super far, and people are like, that's just insane. Like, even like trained athletes are like, yeah, hell no.
What?
Yeah.
Where did you hear about this?
There was like a... They were doing like a report trying to figure out why they could run so far. Like, what it was and stuff. Like, they were looking at different aspects. They were looking at their diets. They were looking at their, how they ran, because since they never wore shoes that often, they use their feet differently.
Huh.
So their legs are
more spring-like. Oh, this is what you were talking about? Like, training me?
Yeah. You know, making sure you're using your legs like springs instead of like pogo sticks and stuff like that. There's a lot that goes into it.
Is this a... Are these natives of Mexico?
I'm not sure what their lineage is. I mean, like, they've been in Mexico for a long... generations, so you know they're that level of native. I don't know if they're Native Americans.
Will this be something that you're Tamaura?
No, I think these people do a race. I'm not sure. Oh, maybe some of the best long distance marathoners.
Yeah, that's what I read, and I was just like, yeah, okay.
I don't remember the names off the top of my head. I know that one thing they thought that might help with their long distance running is that they drink a very thick, heavy beer. That's a lot of, like, that's the people that were just, the scientists were like, it's basically liquid bread.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives them a lot of carbohydrates to burn off while they're running, stuff like that.
Did you ever watch that show, like, Real Life Superheroes or something like that it was called?
A Stan Lee one?
Yeah.
I think, like, an episode, I think.
There was one where there was this guy that didn't, didn't build up any what was it called, the freaking the acid in the muscles after.
Oh, okay.
Was it lactic acid or what? Yeah, something lactic like that? Acid, I think. So the dude never got tired.
That's cool.
It's crazy. Yeah, but he just couldn't get tired. There's like,
he would mess himself up though
because yeah, he couldn't really mess himself up, but then because you're still destroying your muscles.
Yeah.
You know, but he doesn't feel it. Like he doesn't. It's like nothing, and you know you're not gonna feel that until the next day. You know, but it's just crazy, dude, that there's somebody out there that would never get tired, dude. It's crazy, man.
Be able to give his all.
Yeah.
He put himself out there for the betterment of humankind.
Well, I don't know if his powers are that great, but...
Well, think about it. You know, you're like running away from some alien invasion. This guy would be able to carry out all the missions. This guy would be able to do the marathon. The actual marathon. Back in Greece, you know, where the guy died at the end of the run when he delivered the information and died.
Yeah. Yeah, he could do that. So these guys apparently run like 60-mile courses.
Those guys?
60 miles. That's a lot, dude.
I think they run farther when delivering packages, though. I mean,
oh, for a job?
Yeah, they do it for a job.
Jesus Christ.
That's like their main like commerce, apparently, I guess. I don't know. But, like, apparently, they don't wear shoes, but when they're going to go on the job, they'll take, like, these old discarded tires that people throw on the side of the roads, and they'll just make sandals out of it, so you have sandals when they go on their run.
No, thank you. But, you know, you go, man.
I mean, good enough for the best, like, some of the best runners in the world. Good enough for you. That's what I'm saying.
I feel like that was a little insulting.
Why? They're the best runners in the world, man.
Yeah.
Like the best long distance. They're good
enough for them. They're good enough for you, bro. All right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like get off your high horse. Yeah. You think you're Spartan. These fools are freaking Spartans, man. These are the people that ran the Aztec lines, you know? Or the Mayan lines. I guess it was the Mayan lines, wasn't it?
Well, either one.
Yeah. Did the Aztecs have were they famous for lines too? I know the Mayans.
I'm not really sure. They had
information runners that were like pretty famous for like
I don't know the culture well enough, dude, to form an opinion.
Right, yeah, because they're two distinctly different cultures at the end of the day.
Yeah, different parts of Mexico. Yucatan Peninsula had the Mayans, I believe.
Well, Mayans were in, like, South America.
South America, but they were at the end of, like, Mexico, the tip of
the very end, like, yeah. Reaching that far out, yeah. Encore Gamers, question of the week.
Yeah!
What is the best gaming purchase you've made? Now, we talked about it at the end of the day yesterday. I think we should stick to the one that you've made.
Okay.
Because that was the question. It wasn't like
best gaming purchase. I mean, if you want to get technical about it, yeah, that was the question.
It wasn't in your life. It was that you've made.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. So let's hear from the fans.
Drum roll, please.
Drum roll, please. Super fan Albie Dan writes in to say... The Binding of Isaac. I paid less than $30 for it and have over 1,000 hours played. That's a good value right there.
It is very good value.
It's very good value.
It has high replay value as well.
Mm-hmm.
That game was one of the highest replay values of any game.
Yeah. Billiam writes in. Friend of the show, been on the show a couple times, has his own podcast, Future Flicks with Billiam. Go check it out, people. If you want to know your movie news of the week, what's coming out, what's soon to come out, and what looks dumb based off its trailers, check out Future Flicks with Billy. Bryce didn't say, Stardew Valley on my Switch. Fuck yeah, farming on the go.
Farming on the go, dude. That sounds like so much fun.
Dude, those games are addictively fun. In ways that you will never understand. But ways that you cannot deny.
Is that why people got into like the whole farming thing on Facebook?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Except the games are actual games. There's like a whole lot more that goes into
it. Yeah. More RPG elements to it.
Exactly. So, what's your answer, provider of the question?
What's your answer, provider of the question? So, I definitely thought about Binding of Isaac. And it was, I mean, it was great, but I got it for, so I got the original Binding of Isaac, right? No DLCs.
Right.
And, you know, I played that for a while. And then I, when I got the freaking, Afterbirth or whatever, it was free. Right. So I didn't purchase it. You know what I mean? That's so true. I was like, I can't really say that this game was the game, you know?
Because it wasn't until Afterbirth that it really clicked with you.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. I mean, I liked the you know, the Flash game, you know, but it was once Afterbirth came out, that was when I was like, oh, that's when I started spending hours and hours and hours and hours and hours on my game. Mm-hmm. But I think at the time that Smash came out, dude, for the Nintendo 64. Yeah, like I spent so many hours like playing that game, dude. Like with friends and stuff, you know, at the time. Like it was just, that was the game to play, dude.
Yeah.
That was so much fun, and just played endless amounts of hours on it. And, you know, there was, it kept me from even going out a lot. Like, that's all I was doing, dude. So, I gotta say, it was that one.
Nice. I have to say, for me, I think the best gaming purchase that I personally made, I think it's going to be the Game Boy Advance.
The GBA, you say?
The GBA. Hours upon hours out of that. You know, it had three Castlevania games on it. It had the Mega Man Zero games on it. It had,
You know, I'm surprised by your answer. I'm very surprised by your answer.
I should be.
I didn't realize you played so much on the Nintendo console, dude.
Dude, handhelds was my bread and butter. It still is my bread and butter a lot of time. I mean, the PS4 is the first console that has really started to eclipse my time playing handhelds.
I thought the PS3 would have been it. Because we played a lot of PS3.
We did play a lot of PS3. But every time we weren't playing PS3, I was playing on my Vita or my 3DS.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah. Shining Soul series that I played with Adam 1. I played the second one with him. Like, we play that all the time in high school and stuff like that. The remakes of the original, the Nintendo remakes that they were porting over to that, Castlevania, Legend of Zelda.
The GBA, that one had the Kinect cable, right? From one GBA
to another
GBA.
Yeah, had the Kinect, or to the GameCube.
Yeah.
Which also made some great games, like the Pac-Man Versus, where you use the GBA to be Pac-Man.
Yeah, and you can do I think that one's the one with four swords.
Yeah,
you can do the you can do you can play with like other people on GBAs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it also had my first Fire Emblem game that I ever played was GBA. It's the first one that came in the States officially. Mm-hmm. I mean, that handheld, probably the best lineup of freaking any handheld. I don't care. People say, oh, Nintendo DS best lineup. Nah, man. I got way more out of my GBA than I did in my 10DS or my 3DS or my Vita, probably. I mean, PSP probably close second. I'll say PSP probably close second. But then again, I also got into, like, really got into, like, you know, modding and stuff like that with the PSP, mm-hmm. which is a whole another ballpark of fun and interesting things. But, you know, half of the ROMs I have on PSP are Game Boy Advance games.
That's dedication right there to that.
I mean,
to that console, man. Or not console, handheld.
I mean, if you have not really looked at the Game Boy Advance library, you should really go back and take a look at
that
library.
You're playing GBA games on a freaking Sony handheld.
I mean, when I think about emulation, I'm thinking about it because I was like, oh man, that Game Boy Advance game was super fun. That's what gets me back into thinking about it. Plus, I play the Game Boy Color games, stuff like that, so I was still playing Dragon Quest Warrior mm-hmm. games on there, stuff like that. All the Final Fantasies came out on the Game Boy Advance, 1 through 6. I mean, it was all the first three Super Mario games came out on the Game Boy Advance.
Those Super Mario Land games were, they were fun, but they were...
No, not Super Mario Land.
I'm just saying, like, they were fun, but they were very different. They didn't have the same feel.
Yeah, well, they had a different story. They were built to be different.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know.
So, yeah, I think the best purchase I've made was probably that.
I'm happy, actually. That makes me happy. Because you shoot down Nintendo all the damn time.
Yeah, because I've been there. I know that Nintendo could do great things, and then I see them pull out shit like the Wii U, and I'm just like, what the hell are you doing, man? What the hell are you doing? See, but I'm not a Nintendo fanboy. I didn't grow up drinking the Kool-Aid, because I was a man of many boats. So I was like, Nintendo, your boat's sinking right now. I'm telling you this.
There was no Kool-Aid on that boat.
Your boat is sinking. I'm over here on the Sony or Genesis boat right now. I'm looking at you. Your boat ain't what it used to be. You need to update your boat. Because I can't believe we live in the day and age where you shut down the Wii U shop because you don't have a stupid infrastructure set up that lets you keep your damn shops open so they can keep making you money. And so you just shut them down. Whereas Xbox and Sony over here let you buy PSP games still.
It was a disappointment, dude. It was a disappointment of the Wii U. Just tear it all down.
It's terrible. But this is they don't have a centralized shop. They don't have a centralized online interface yet. Maybe the Switch starts that. Maybe. But it's not there yet. But it should be there by now.
It should have been there a long time ago.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm on that other boat and I'm like,
I agree with you.
Your boat needs to be fixed.
All right.
Go back to the Game Boy Advance library, man.
Okay, I will. I promise. I'm sorry.
The Encore Gamer's question for this week is going to be, what was the game that made you a gamer? Not the first game you played, but was the game where you're like, fuck the outside world. I'm a gamer now. That's
yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question, yeah?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. I'm not going to get no answers, though.
Because, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is the first game you played.
But that's not the game that made you a gamer. That's just the first game you played. I mean, it could be the game that made you a gamer.
If you've never played a video game before in your life, and you played that, and you're like, holy crap, this is awesome.
Yeah, but it's not the game where, like, your friends call you up, hey, let's go play baseball outside.
And you're like, oh, no, man, I'm playing Super Mario Bros., man. Super Mario Bros., man, it's 15 minutes. 15 minutes, and then I gotta replay it again.
Is that the game that does that, yeah.
Oh, Duck Hunt. Duck Hunt, I gotta get to level 100. They go really fast. You only get 3 shots.
They go real fast. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. Don't forget to give us those 5-star reviews. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors. Cats and heat. Tell the neighbors like whose mail you've stolen.
Dude, that was a long time ago.
But you put it out there.
And it wasn't even my neighbors. It was random people.
It's a random, yeah.
Yeah.
It's better that way.
I stole credit card information.
Tell the person you buy cigarettes from.
I don't smoke anymore. It's all right. I can't tell that guy.
Well, that's good. That's fine, too. Then tell your support group.
And you know what? I can't smoke anymore because my insurance, I put down in my insurance that I was a non-smoker, and I got to keep it that way. Because if they find out, it's going to be bad news.
If you say, if you have one cigarette, they're like, nah.
If you have tobacco, if for some reason, whatever, you do a test or something, and they found out, hey, they saw the lab results, and there's like tobacco on there.
What if you get secondhand?
Yeah. It's not the same. No, that's not the same, bro. Secondhand's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that shit works. Anyway, it'll probably affect my death payments that I got from them for freeze.
You have death payments?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, I can never do that, dude. That's just too morbid for me.
Well, I don't pay. They pay me. Or they pay my family. They don't pay me.
Right.
But it's free for me. Like, I don't pay into it.
It's from your work or yeah. just from...
Not from work. From Nestle, okay. Dude. Nestle got a crap ton of benefits, dude. It's pretty damn nice.
Are you sure they're not like Walmart? Or they're like, yeah, we gave you this life insurance, but we have one on you so that we get paid.
I don't... It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, why does that matter? Who cares, dude? What are you going to do? Complain about it? Huh?
A lot of people care, actually. It's like a principle thing.
I honestly wouldn't care because I'm dead and it doesn't affect anybody. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect my family. So I don't care.
Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I think I know what it is. I think I know what people care, because sometimes some companies, they find out you have, like, a life insurance that you didn't know about, because your company took one out in your name. Hmm. And they're like, no, we can't give you insurance. You already have life insurance. And you're like, what the hell? What do you mean I already have life insurance? That's why people care. That's what it was.
I haven't heard about that.
Yeah, it was a big scandal with Walmart. Like, yeah.
Or, you know, another thing that's cool...
10 years ago or something like that.
Something that's cool with Nestle is that I don't have... I don't pay for my medicines anymore. I used to have copays. No, I don't. This new insurance is better when it comes to medicines, but I still have a deductible to pay with the doctor, which in the other one I didn't. I just paid $5 copay.
Mm.
And that's it. That's all I had to pay. Because I was restricted to just going to that one doctor.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess it's the medicine deal is better in the long run, right? Because you always have to get new medicine.
Yeah, I mean, the doctor visits are less now than they were before, you know. It's almost been a year, actually. But it's, you know, it was very frequent. It was, you know, every couple of weeks I was going, you know, then it became like every 3 weeks, you know, and then every month. And now it's down to like 3 months, getting closer to every 6 months. So, you know, they're going to be less and less, though, you know, obviously depending on me, but
right.
My choices, but I think I've been making good choices lately.
I mean, you're a Spartan.
I'm a Spartan, man.
Next time you go to the doctor's office, be like, yeah, I'm a Spartan now.
Right. You know, I don't have nothing anymore, right? Like, right. It's all gone.
I mean, you can give me that donut now. Because I'm a Spartan.
You can give me two of them, actually.
Just give me two of them. No, I don't think that. I'm a Spartan!
I'll kick you down a pit hole.
I'll kick you down a pit hole. Everybody listening has been keeping track. Me and Jeff finally played Left 4 Dead.
Oh, yeah!
We played one full campaign.
Yeah, we did.
How'd you like it?
It's a fun game. It's a fun game because it's a partner game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'll be dancing, trying to get us to play that Warhammer one, the Vermintide.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, okay.
Same thing except medieval instead of guns.
More hack and slash.
Yeah, more hack and slash.
Okay.
But so it's the same. It's the next evolution because, you know, Valve's not putting out games anymore. Even though they say they are going to, but they not really. They have not yet.
Is the first Left 4 Dead the one where they was waiting for a helicopter at the end?
That's one of the scenarios. Because we haven't beat the whole game. We just did a scenario.
Oh, there's different ones. Okay. I was assuming that it was all kind of the same.
I mean,
I know the gameplay, yeah, the same, but you would just repeat that thing again.
Oh, no, that's why I kept saying, like, all right.
So cool, you don't know what you'll get? Or would, no, did you have choose, to pick you, it? You, okay, you, I couldn't remember.
There might be a way to do it random, but I picked it was the first one, essentially. But dude, you did all right for yourself. For somebody who's like, oh no, I can't play with computers. Oh, keyboard, mouse, I can't do it. You're doing fine. I'm the one that kept dying because my AI partner's like, nah, hell nah, I'm leaving.
Did you see my placement in all the categories?
But you kept saying alive.
I guess that's what matters in the end, but sure.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I'd be out there, I'd have an AI partner, and then I could jump on by a hunter. And usually the AI is like, oh, I'm going to get this thing off you, you know, not care about my own life, and protect you because you're the player, which is nice. But, like, I get jumped on by a hunter. You can't save yourself if you never play this game. Once you get attacked by, like there's certain enemy types that will pin you down, you can't save yourself. And the AI will just leave. I'm like, all right, cool, I'm going to go hang out with Jeff now. And, like, Jeff would be, like, on the complete way other side of the map.
The other corner, yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I'm just dead now.
And then I fall off the ledge, and I'm holding onto the ledge, and I can't climb up a ledge.
Oh.
So I have to wait for someone to help me. So he's dying over there. I'm hanging on a ledge over here. So we're both waiting on AI. The AI is up there by me, not helping me up, you know, because there's like one or two zombies left.
I mean, to a degree, that makes sense, because if you get hit, it resets the helping thing. So getting rid of the zombies makes sense, but they just kept coming. And so you're just like, hey, help me up.
I think it's stupid that I can't climb back up.
Dude. That's why it's better to play with a full team of players.
Yeah. Yeah. You can do like teams of twos, man.
So we're going to play again.
Not tonight.
Because we can watch some My Hero. Boku no Hero Academia.
No.
I'm a lonely man now, Jeff.
Couple episodes?
Alright. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tune in next week.
God, I hate you. It's like 10:38.
We're hanging out, buddies.
God damn it.